My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What'd you do yesterday? We worked. All I needed was a denim jacket and a cigarette. And he sounds like my dad growing up.
Y'all love that, right? Come on. This is no vacation.
We gotta love it.
It's no days off.
I'm not mad at him for his answer.
No.
Love it. That's all. No, we're good.
Just the immediacy.
No problem at all.
How abrupt the response.
We worked. Miles Garrett close to coming back. Close to coming back. Shelby Harris, non-serious injury. That was the quote. And Za'Darius Smith will be back after 2 days out for a personal reason. So there you go, down at the fabulous Greenbrier, which is up for sale. So anybody who's a real estate speculator, you can now own, if you got the money, where the Browns spend a week at training camp. That's a possibility for you there. Let's get into this now. So you and I, at the end of the show yesterday, it became a thing. I'm going to say no for the same reason I said no to Joe Flacco, and let me explain this here in a second. It was questioned whether or not Mike Vrabel should have a game day role. And I said, no, he doesn't need a game day role. And you asked me to explain it, and Owen, in a lot of ways, said I was wrong and said I was nuts, and then you jumped in and said I was nuts, and I could not believe that I was outgunned in this because I didn't think that he needs a game day role. Well, I'll explain why here in a second, but go back to what you said.
Yeah, first, the Vrabel thing's been interesting all the way around. I know it was Zach Jackson said it seemed like there was secrecy involving his hire to begin with. And now, no secrecy at all. I mean, they said, you see it on the video, social media, like what he's doing every day, the amount of work he puts in, and then he did a press conference. So I started to think, man, are they... They are really leaning into the way that Mike Vrabel is going to help these guys. I love it. I've absolutely been enamored with him for a long time now. Even when things collapsed in Tennessee, I, of course, said it was everybody else's fault but his, and the injuries and then the organizational stuff and the upheaval within the organization, that Mike Vrabel is somebody that I can't imagine. If you have a head coach in flux, like, why wouldn't you want Mike Vrabel? I probably even said, I'd have to go back and look at it, but I probably even said that if Stefanski had a rough year last year, I was ready to do everything you could to go after Mike Vrabel.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, obviously, we are all on solid footing with Kevin Stefanski, coach of the year, what he was able to do last year. And so the fact that Mike Vrabel is helping out, I'm like, what a resource. What an incredible football mind to have available 7 days a week. And then I'm being told, well, you're not going to have him on one of those days. Oh, what's the day? Oh, the one that matters, Sunday. I'm like, oh, that doesn't make sense.
That blew me away when Jason said, well, he's doing Monday through Saturday. Well, the Sunday result is the only one that matters. whatever they do on Sunday. That's the only thing. They could goof off Monday through Saturday, literally play duck, duck, goose the whole week. And then if they win on Sunday, who cares?
And I get it, Ken. You're a process guy. Process yes. is what probably Kevin Stefanski would say wins the football games. Like, you put that work in all week. And so you're
a head coach. Mike Vrabel's been a head coach. 216-474-0092. I know I'm going to get killed for this. Somebody said they still, you know, when we had our big fight, somebody said they still like me, even though I have awful takes every day about Cleveland sports. And I said, well, this is going to be one of these awful takes that you guys disagree with because you guys only see the final show. You don't see what goes into it. And Mike Vrabel's been a head coach before, and he knows that guys can get in the way. And a guy like Mike Vrabel knows that he can get in the way, and it can cause problems. I'm going to say no for the same reason I said no to Joe Flacco, and a lot of people got mad about that. And they got mad at – I don't want them to get mad at me. I want them to get mad at the reason for it, maybe. But really, that's the truth of it, is that why is Joe Flacco not back? Joe Flacco knew he wasn't going to come back. Why? Because they don't want fans who will be wearing Joe Flacco jerseys – They bought them. They'll still wear them.
This year, they're going to wear them?
Yes. They don't want fans wearing Joe Flacco jerseys booing the starting quarterback while Joe Flacco's standing on the sidelines. We don't need to cause a distraction where it isn't needed. So let's go out and find another backup quarterback to help us out. And they went and they got a fine quarterback. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Kevin Stefanski hasn't coached 12 games in 2 years, though.
I understand that. But this is part of it. Is that they also know that at a PR standpoint, people call in and have called for his head after wins. Mm-hmm. The guy across the table from me had an aneurysm about that. Didn't say what he said yesterday morning, but had an aneurysm about that on the air about people calling in and calling for his head after they beat the 49ers. They beat the 49ers. People called in and called for that guy's job. So there is still a thought, well, Kevin Stefanski, I think, has flipped a lot of fans and has gotten a lot of fans. I think there are a lot of fans, and it's just what we do because we all want to be fair. We all want to be right, is we wait until we can be right, and then we're going to start to make our noise again. And if Mike Vrabel is there, the cameras gravitate towards Mike Vrabel. They know he's a coaching candidate. No matter where he goes, the cameras will find Mike Vrabel. And then that starts another conversation about game day stuff. There's also a thought of Mike Vrabel's such a good coach. He is. I very much respect him like anybody, any other fan would. Is that if he has a game day thought, that could seep into Kevin Stefanski. Then I have another thought of what my assistant coaches do and the power my assistant coaches have and what they are used for on game day. Then there's the thought of if he has that much power and things aren't going this way for them, is that, yes, there's going to be calls for Kevin Stefanski's job and to have him replaced by Mike Vrabel, a la kind of what happened with Mike Pettine and Kyle Shanahan. Anthony, when you wanted Kyle Shanahan to just replace Mike.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps.
and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Mike Pettine, and you were willing to just fire Mike Pettine after the 7-9 season, which did start out at 7-4, by the way. So you were willing to move on from Mike Pettine and put Kyle Shanahan in there. And Kyle Shanahan's a great head football coach, so I can't say none of that. So it would be history maybe repeating itself in some way. They want to avoid all that. They got this thing finally the way they want it. And it's been decently, can't say all the way successful, but it's been pretty decently successful. They've been a competitive franchise, but they also know that that can fall apart at any moment. And why add problems and distraction where it doesn't need to be added?
So you do think Mike Vrabel it'd be a bit of a distraction?
Yes, I think Mike Vrabel would be great behind the scenes, and he is great behind the scenes, and I think he knows his role, and he probably wants it that way, where he doesn't want to be there on game day because he knows as well as anybody how this could work out. Yes.
Yeah, I guess I was wondering, man, I just thought that Stefanski was so secure. That's the one thing we have said about him.
In a lot of ways.
That I was like, man, what an arrangement that we could have here and that it could actually work out.
216-474-0092. Would you want Mike Vrabel to have a game day role? I know I'm going to lose this argument, but I know what the absolute truth of what Mike Vrabel would want it out to be.
Well, if we're worried about him being a distraction on Sundays, isn't he a distraction of some sorts right now? And I know they're in West Virginia and they're disconnected from the fans being there right now, but isn't he a distraction of some sort right now? Mm-hmm.
And that's why,
so why is he in here?
And that's why he went out there
and
talked.
Who is he a distraction to?
Oh, I think that
that we're talking about him at all.
Anything that they show,
Race Jameis Winston.
He can. I will say, I don't think he's a distraction now. He could be a distraction. And so what the Browns did, and I tell you what, they did the right thing, is they put him out there because he knows how to handle media, because he ain't no dummy, and he handled the media the right way and said exactly what he needed to say about all this stuff. And he was honest. He's going to be a head coaching candidate, and he's open for head coaching jobs. And no, I'm not trying to stir the pot here, but let's just be honest here. For all the Ohio State fans that are dreaming, yes, it's not lost on any of us. He's still in Northeast Ohio. He's right up the road from freaking Columbus. The season will go very, very well until late November, and then we'll find out how it really goes for Ryan Day. And then if it doesn't go well for Ryan Day, he's just up the road. He's right here in his home area. It's fish. It's a barrel. He'd love to be back at Ohio State. Let's be serious about that. Or he'd love to be back in the NFL. It doesn't matter. They know where to find him. So he'll come here. He'll recharge his batteries. He'll work on football. Sundays he'll watch, and I'm sure he will have very, very strong opinions of what's going on. But he will maybe share them if asked, but he's not going to go running in there and kicking down doors and doing the things that we all imagine Mike Vrabel could do. Because I think a lot. Did I say that he could beat up every head coach in the NFL?
Yes. Yeah, I think
at
so.
At one point. This is before Dan Campbell.
That's probably the smartest thing you've said, though.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
He definitely could beat up every head coach.
I'd like to see
him in McDermott. I think that'd be a fun one.
The dumbest thing about, because Sean McDermott's a state wrestling champion. The dumbest thing about Mike Vrabel is that I said I would take Freddie Kitchens over him. That was before Freddie coached the game. However, saying this is not dumb. Game day role, I don't think he's interested in it. I don't think that the Browns are interested in it. 216-474-0092. Cool Ray in Bedford, you're next up on the Fan.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you guys feeling?
We're doing okay, Cool Ray. Go ahead.
So, in my opinion, I just think Vrabel was brought in to mentor Coach Stefanski. I think over the years we've seen how bad a coach he really is, but the Browns have gotten lucky with the defense in one game. And somehow we relate, you know, the lucky wins to always a great coach. But think about it. If you're mentoring someone Monday through Thursday, you want to sit back and see if they're actually processing what you're teaching them on Sunday. And that's why he came in. That's why the hire was so quiet, and he's not going to be there on Sundays on game days, is because Monday through Thursdays he's teaching Coach Stefanski all about his weak points. You guys was stressing it all last year about him not being he don't want to give his play calling duties and all this. I think Vrabel is here only to mentor Coach Stefanski to make him a better coach. It makes more sense that way.
I don't know if I'd have said it that way, but I agree with you, Cool Ray. Because I think Lima's taking it in a different way. I think if you can get good ideas from somebody who's been a successful head coach before, I think Kevin Stefanski's comfortable enough in his own skin to take that.
Right, and I don't think he would be here if Coach Stefanski would give up the play calling. But since he don't want to, then we know that he's got to learn how to be a better head coach and get quality wins. Wins are wins, yes, but it's how you win is what.
So you don't think Vrabel's learning anything from Stefanski?
I don't think so. No. I think it's the other way around. But
That part I do disagree with. I think that they can share ideas there. I think that they can learn something from each other.
You can always learn something from each other. But when it comes to football knowledge and winning and how to manage different personalities and how to make different play calls in certain situations, that's where Stefanski's weak at. And so this is where I think that Vrabel is here for only, and then he's going to sit back and he's going to watch on Sunday and see if all his anything he's trying to teach Fancy is he putting into play.
Cool, Ray.
He's probably going to take nothing from the two-time coach of the year.
Thank you very much for the call. 216-474-0092. No, he's going to
Mike Vrabel. I think is one of the smartest minds in the NFL, and he's smart enough to know Stefanski's figured out a few things.
216.
I'll go ahead and take some stuff from him.
474-0092. Should Mike Vrabel have a game day role? Oh, and you're completely right, by the way. You don't need me to tell you that, though.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.